Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In today's episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we're going to speak about the meaning of trust. Trust is an interesting thing because I find that many of the clients that come in to see me have very little of it. In too many cases, the people in their lives that they were supposed to trust the most, meaning their parents, their siblings, or some other relatives or teachers, did some egregious things that created a lack of trust. They were repeatedly hurt by them. Maybe they weren't able to count on them. Maybe their boundaries were overridden by them. In so many cases. Because generally speaking, people who come in to see me are coming to see me because they have problems. And the problems become problems because of the interactions that they have with other people. However, that's not really what I want to talk about in this episode. What I really want to talk about is what is trust? And how do we develop trust in others? Because this is a very important part of having a life that works for us. And honestly, many of us do have trust issues with different people in our lives. And that's sad. And it's a part of life. However, how do we build trust? That's the thing that I'd like to speak about in this particular episode of Claim Your Excellent Life. I would say the first thing that one needs to have in order to trust others is to be able to trust oneself. To be able to trust oneself, to use decent judgment, and to know when that decent judgment wasn't used, to be able to take responsibility for it and then make amends to yourself or to whomever was involved in that breach of trust. Many times it's a matter of allowing the time that needs to pass, using a different method of being, a method that is trustworthy, in order to be able to rebuild the trust. So time is one of those things that needs to come into the equation. And it's time that cannot be rushed or dictated. It happens if and when it happens. Now, I'm generally an optimist, so I like to go into my relationships believing in people and being able to trust them to be their word. And then as time goes on, based on their behaviors and the way that they speak to me, they either build the trust or they lose my trust. But the trust is given from the beginning. And when someone does something that I believe is a betrayal of my trust, I call them on it. And I ask them why they did what they did, or let them know how they can work on rebuilding the trust. And if it's a really good relationship, the other person will be more than willing to do what's necessary to rebuild the trust, because a friendship is important to them. Sometimes, however, people aren't willing to do that any longer. They're ready to move on to different relationships, and it's okay for you to do the same. Because as we grow and as we develop in life, there's different things that are interesting to us, different things that we want out of life. And maybe one of those things that we'd like is to have people who are aligned with our belief systems, people who we can count on, to be there for us. People who we know we want to be there for. Because isn't that a big part of trust? Being there for one another? Especially when it's needed? Trust is something that's earned over time. And it's also something that can be taken away over time. Just know that if you're a trustworthy person, and if you're out there with others, and those red lights start going off in the back of your mind, telling you that something might be going on that may not be trusting, go ahead and confront the person and ask them about the situation. Not in a condescending manner, but just ask them. If what you're feeling has anything to do with the way that they're doing things in their lives these days. Because you kind of noticed something that didn't work so well for you in the area of trust. And if those things go on repeatedly, and that person is unable to take responsibility for it, it's time to move on to someone different. All the time knowing that you yourself have been trustworthy from the beginning. And if you haven't, then it's your turn to be honest and speak about what went on and ask forgiveness for your breach of trust so you can rebuild the relationship. Because most relationships can be rebuilt over time. In fact, they're built stronger when you go through these types of ordeals in life. So trust. It is a necessary aspect of any relationship that you go into, be it personal, a primary relationship especially, employer-employee, partner of any kind. One needs to have trust. But to have trust, you need to be trusting. They go hand in hand. Remember that always. Use your common sense. And create trusting, responsible relationships for yourself.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.